This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro will be in the home whites, trimmed out in the orange and the black. Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front of the home whites. For Greenville, they're on the road, blue uniforms on their home floor tonight, trimmed out in the white. Comets in white lettering across the front. Hillsboro is the 3 seed in the subsectional. Greenville is the 6 seed. It will be Vogel and Grohl to jump. Rick Toll, Dwight Moore, Kurt Lieber, your officials tonight. Dwight Moore puts it in the air. Tap is won by Grohl, smacks it right out of bounds, and it'll be Topper basketball first. That was a fastball off the tip from Nick Grohl right there. So Hillsboro ball, front court on the sideline. Blaine Stewart gets it into Drake Vogel. Vogel wearing the sleeve on the lower left part of his leg here tonight. Hands it off to Will Christian. Comets in man-to-man defense as Blaine Stewart has it on the right wing. He's going to rise from 18, way too strong for Blaine Stewart, and the rebound down to Greenville. No Jace Stewart tonight for the Toppers. He's in street clothes. As Grohl has it on the left side of the key, leaves it off for Betts, right side of the key, high above his head and surveys. Left wing, McCullough. He'll fire for three. Yes. Peyton McCullough, check that. Jack Schaufelberger with the three ball there off the left wing, and Greenville strikes first. So on the home side of the scoreboard here, Greenville, it says Comets. So the Greenville score will be kept there. So even though the Toppers are the home team here tonight in terms of uniform color and seating, their score will be put up on the guest side of the scoreboard here at Greenville. Vogel lost his footing, able to get it off to Matouche. Then Matouche lost the basketball and turned it over. Here comes Greenville on the attack. That is a nice move from Caleb Gardner right there as he got to the left block, cradled the basketball, and went up strong. A 5-0 start for the Greenville Comets. Here's Will Christian working right side. Tough shot, absorbed contact off the side of the backboard. He forced that one up. And the Kamikazes there on the far end, the Greenville student section, they like that. 6:40 for the opening quarter. This is a nerve-wracking game if you're Hillsboro. Conference opponent on their floor, a team you've already beaten 3 times this year. Rising McCullough, too strong, to the floor. Saved by Grohl. He goes out of bounds but gets the basketball out near midcourt to Schaufelberger. He dumps it off to McCullough, back to Schaufelberger. Hard to beat any team 4 times in 1 season, let alone a conference opponent. Here's Betts, leaves it top of the key for Caleb Gardner. Gardner, he's going to fire for three, right side of the key, knocks it down, Caleb Gardner. And this is not the start Kyle McBrain and the Toppers are looking for. It's 8-0 Greenville, and Hillsboro needs an early timeout. 6:03 for the opening quarter, a fast start for the Comets. Back to the Greenville Regional Semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Hope you've enjoyed our regional basketball coverage tonight here on WSMI. The nightcap here from Greenville High School, and the Comets have jumped Hillsboro early, 8-0, 2 minutes into the ballgame. See if Hillsboro can get themselves settled in on this possession. Here's Blaine Stewart, top of the key to Vogel. On the right wing with Christian, finds Helton at the foul line. Blaze has it stripped out of there by Betts. Here comes Jalen Betts. Nice feed, Schaufelberger, layup good, and it's a 10-0 start for the Comets. Oh boy, Hillsboro has dug themselves an early hole. Here's Christian attacking, bad pass, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Toppers. So baseline trigger, front court for Hillsboro, down 10-0, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Hillsboro lines everybody up along the baseline as it'll be Vogel to throw it in for the Toppers. Drake has it left side of the lane. He's going to lob it out to Helton at the foul line. Blaze holding and surveying, leaves it off for Blaine Stewart, now left wing. Blaine brings it out near the volleyball spike line, off to Vogel, right back to Stewart. High post to Helton. Blaze turns, faces, attacks, left it short, rips the rebound away, going to get a jump ball, and on the arrow, it will stay with the Toppers. Blaze thought he had ripped that rebound cleanly. 5:16 first quarter. What a start for the Comets. They lead 10-0. 5 for Gardner, 5 for Schaufelberger. They've each hit a 3. Some confusion on the possession arrow. Todd Cantrell talking to Rick Toll over there. Now the official's going to get together. They will converge at the free throw line and talk about this possession arrow. The table had it topper ball with the arrow, but That does not mean the arrow at the table was right. The official conference, and it's Greenville ball. Third Topper turnover. Now Kyle McBrain wants a little bit of an explanation. But for Kyle McBrain, this is the type of start that kept you up at night coming into this ball game. 10-0 Greenville, 5:16 for the first quarter. Boy, you dig yourself an early hole like this. Sometimes you spend the whole game trying to get it back. Here's Gardner, leaves it off for Schaufelberger, brings it across the head of the key, spins away from Vogel. Schaufelberger lost the handle, picks up the bounce, leaves it out for Gardner, volleyball spike line. Into the hands of McCullough, back to Gardner now. He's going to fire another three, missed it this time, and the rebound down to Drake. Vogel, and what are you going to get, a foul here on Schaufelberger or Vogel? Drake kind of created the contact, lunged into Schaufelberger there. They will get Schaufelberger on the personal. That's a tough one for Jack Schaufelberger. 4:53 for the opening quarter. Sideline, backcourt trigger for Hillsborough, and it goes to Blaine Stewart. Stewart will walk it into the front court. He'll be met by Schaufelberger there on the Comet half-court man-to-man. Right wing, Vogel. He'll fire for three. Yes! Drake Vogel has the toppers on the board. This is Drake Vogel's type of game here tonight. Hostile environment. Conference foe, fourth meeting of the year. 4:25 for the first quarter. A 10-3 Greenville lead. That three by Vogel ended the 10-0 spurt to start the ball game. Here's Gardner, right side of the key to Schaufelberger. Into the hands of Betts. Back to Schaufelberger. Leaves it off to Grohl. Jack for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to Helton. Greenville's record's 12-17, but they have had a lot of close losses. What a pass from Helton. The layup is good for Drake Vogel. As Blaze Helton was leading the fast break there, he kind of had a little jump pass from the foul line, a perfect bounce pass to Vogel, and it's five unanswered now for the Toppers. Christian going for the steal, nearly got it as Betts winds up out of bounds, and it's Topper ball. .353 for the opening quarter. Greenville got the first 10. Hillsborough has the last five. Good defense there from Christian to force that turnover. Will, being checked by Betts, gets a screen of midcourt from Matouche. Christian across the timeline. Picked up the dribble. He's in a little bit of trouble now, and a push on Jalen Betts. His first, team second. Sideline trigger, opposite of the scorer's table. Right at midcourt for Blaine Stewart and Hillsborough. He will get it into Christian in the backcourt. Will Christian across the timeline. Picked up his dribble again in a bad spot. Finds Matouche on the right wing. Gavin pivots around, puts it on the deck, attacks. All sorts of traffic and a travel on Gavin Matouche. Fourth Topper turnover. Gavin got himself in a bit of a pickle right there. There were multiple defenders around him, and his feet were all twisted up. The Greenville student section all wearing white on the far end and standing. Good crowd here tonight. Folks from Hillsborough have traveled well in this snowy evening. Here's Jalen Betts, right wing. Betts keeps the bounce alive, gets underneath the rim, then lost the handle, picked up off the floor by Blaze Helton. Blaze leaves it for Vogel. Drake at the volleyball spike line off to Helton, right wing. He'll give it back to Drake. Deep three, off the rim too strong, and the rebound down to Jalen Betts for the Comets. 2:55 for the opening quarter of play. And Schaufelberger brings it into the front court. Leaves it off for McCullough. Betts has it now left wing. Caleb Gardner to Grohl, high post, right back to Gardner. Right wing, he picked up his dribble. Bounce pass out to Jalen Betts. Volleyball spike line extended right in front of the Topper bench. Off to McCullough, left wing now with Schaufelberger. Back to Peyton. McCullough brings it across the head of the key. Gets a ball screen from Grohl. Here's Schaufelberger, right wing three. Missed it short and the rebound down to Will Christian. The Toppers have settled themselves into this ball game after they got jumped with a 10-point hole. Here's Christian on the right wing, 2:15 for the first quarter. Matouche, that pass is tipped out. No, I thought, boy, sure thought it was tipped. Officials say no, a turnover on the Toppers. Matouche sure thought it was tipped. I certainly thought it was tipped. Officials say no. Fifth Hillsborough turnover. 2:14 for the opening quarter. Welcome everyone listening to the stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The third game of our regional semifinal triple header here on WSMI. Schaufelberger spinning, attacking, missing. Rebound down to Vogel. Good defense on the inside there by Drake. Pass in the front court to Christian. Will Christian now. Right elbow, dumps it down. Helton, right block. Count it. No, it rimmed out, and free throws coming for Blaze Helton. How that ball didn't go in is beyond me. Third foul on Greenville. Hillsborough's yet to be whistled for a personal foul. The foul goes on Peyton McCullough, his first, and it will send Blaze Helton, the 6'2 junior, to the foul line. First toss, good. But good job by this veteran topper team after they got down 10-0 in the first 2 minutes to battle back. It's 10-6 now, 108 seconds for the first quarter. Second toss for Blaze, off the heel and down for Helton. Declan Riggs going to check in for the first time tonight. He'll replace Helton. Declan, a 6'1 sophomore. Hillsborough without the services of Jay Stewart this evening. He's in street clothes. 100 seconds, first quarter. A 10-7 Greenville lead. Landon Moss has checked in for the Comets, a 6'1 junior. Here's Gardner, top of the key. Three ball, headed home, off the heel, too strong for McCullough. Offensive rebound, Comets, and Landon Moss. McCullough will trigger right elbow, missed it. And the rebound down to Vogel, lost it momentarily, gets it back, bounces it off his own thigh, and eventually corrals it into the front court, leaves it for Stewart. 80 seconds for the quarter. Blaine Stewart on the bounce out front, leaves it for Will Christian between the circles. Will now gets a ball screen from Matouche, works right side. Corner, Stewart, three, too strong. Rebound down to Peyton McCullough for the Comets. Here comes Caleb Gardner. Nice pass. Grohl, layup, good. Oh, beautiful pass that time from Caleb Gardner. Bounce pass off the dribble from midcourt, right on the money to Nick Grohl. 12-7 Greenville, 50 seconds first quarter. Here's Will Christian crossing over. Gets to the rim, and we've got a block on the Comets. Their fourth team foul, should be two free throws for Will Christian. Will, a 5'10 junior, will be at the free throw line with 47.2 seconds for the opening quarter. The foul on McCullough is his second. First free throw for Will is off the heel, too strong. One of the Greenville students down there got out of the bleachers, was standing right on the baseline and had what looked like a white mask on his face, and he was doing some gyrating down there. He goes back to his buddies and said, "I caused that miss right there. That's all me." Second free throw for Will, short, missed the pair, did the topper point guard. A 5-point Greenville lead. They had the basketball, 40 seconds first quarter. Here's Betts. Leaves it for Schaufelberger into the hands of Moss. Gardner now on the left wing. Back to Moss, high post to Grohl. Landon Moss wants the three. Back rim too strong. Rebound down to Drake Vogel. Good block out there on Betts. 25 seconds for the opening quarter. Drake Vogel. Bounce pass in the front court for Will Christian. Christian, left wing, Blaine Stewart. Here's Vogel, top of the key. Drake in the left corner to Riggs. His entry pass to Matouche, swatted out of there by Moss, out of bounds. It'll stay with the toppers. They'll throw in front of the Greenville bench. 12 seconds for the first quarter. Blaine Stewart will be the trigger man for the toppers. Oh, they lost sight of Matouche. Gavin off the window, it's good. He was on the left block, and no one guarded the great Gavin Matouche. 12-9 Hills, or check that, 12-9 Greenville. Betts attacking off the window, missed it. Offensive rebound, Grohl, the putback is good at the buzzer. Nick Grohl, a big offensive rebound and stick back. 8 minutes in the books here in this regional semifinal from Greenville. It is the host Comets 14, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers 9. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Greenville High School. Game three of our triple header tonight here as Greenville jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first 2 minutes. Hillsborough cut that in half after the end of the first quarter. It's 14-9 Comets. Hillsborough will get the basketball to start the second quarter. But you get down 10-0 in the first 2 minutes. To have it cut in half by the end of the quarter, that's really about as good as you could hope for if you're Hillsborough. Right in this ball game, after that shaky start, here's Christian, finds Vogel just in front of the volleyball spike line, well within his range. He puts it on the deck, gets to the right block, kicks it out to Christian. Will, dribble drive, attacking way too strong on the layup. Rebound is tapped back to Jalen Betts. Betts on the runout. Diagonal pass to Moss, and he traveled. It was a nice pass from Betts, but Moss just couldn't get his feet set before the shuffle. Greenville showing a little man-to-man full-court pressure here, denying the inbounder, and it goes to Christian. He will work on Betts. Jarred loose. Will gets it back. Jalen Betts all over Will Christian as Will eventually gets it into the front court. Picks up the dribble. There's a push-off on Will Christian. He was frustrated by Jalen Betts right there and just used the off-arm to push off on Jalen Betts right in front of Rick Toll. That's an easy call. First foul on the Toppers. Hillsborough knew they were coming into a hornet's nest here tonight, playing Greenville for the fourth time, having beaten them the first three times. One overtime game and 1 6-point game. Moss, three, Candid. Landon Moss buries the triple off the left side of the key, and it's 17-9 Comets. Lead is back to 8 for Greenville. Drake Vogel handling out near midcourt, being checked by Gardner. Fakes the handoff to Christian. Drake underneath the rim. Wraparound pass to Matouche. All sorts of traffic turned over. Seventh Topper turnover. Into the hands of Jalen Betts. He will slow it up now and bring the ball into the front court for Greenville. Turns the corner. Christian cuts him off, but a travel on Betts. Good job by Will Christian there to impede the progress of Jalen Betts, and he just slid that pivot foot. Will Christian in the backcourt. He needs to be strong with the basketball against this pressure from Jalen Betts. He's into the front court now with the right-hand bounce. Leaves it for Helton, top of the key. Here's Vogel on the left wing, down in the block to Matouche. Gavin spins middle, attacks, and draws the foul. Fifth foul on Greenville here with 6:29 to play in the first half. As the Comet guilty party there was Jalen Betts. That's his second. So two on Betts, two on McCullough. Gavin Matouche at the free throw line. Toppers were 2 of 4 from the line in the first quarter as Gavin's toss is good. 3 points for Gavin Matouche. Makes it 17-10 Greenville. Helton back on the floor here to start the second quarter. One more free throw for Gavin Matouche. Gavin eyes it up and knocks it down. 17-11 Greenville, 6:25 for the first half. Scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on WSMI. As Betts leaves it off to Gardner. Here's Schaufelberger left wing. Jack Schaufelberger cut off by Helton. Leaves it back for Moss. He'll bring it between the circles. Now right side of the volleyball spike line to Gardner. Left elbow to Grohl. Hand off to Gardner. Back into the hands of Betts. Jalen Betts almost had it picked from behind by Stewart. Here's Landon Moss. Finds Schaufelberger. Jack going to rise from outside the lane and knocks it down. Jack Schaufelberger with 7 points. Dangerous pass stolen by Betts, but he was on the baseline. Toppers need to be more secure with the basketball here against this man-to-man full-court pressure. It's not a straight press, but Betts is denying the inbounder, and it's causing Hillsborough some problems here. 19-11 Greenville. He got out to that 10-0 lead. So since that time, Hillsborough's actually ahead 11-9. If not for that pesky 10-0 spurt to start the ball game for the Greenville Comets. They punched Hillsborough right in the mouth in the first 2 minutes. Helton attacks, strong move, and lays it up and in. 4 points for Blaze Helton. 5.5 minutes first half. Here's Schaufelberger in the left corner. Moss better get a hand in his face. He'll rise and hit again. Landon Moss, silky smooth, his second triple, and it's 22-13 Greenville. Here's Will Christian, leaves it for Matouche on the left elbow. Gavin spinning, left hand, tough shot, missed it, and the rebound down to Schaufelberger. We approach the 5-minute mark of the first half. Here's Schaufelberger, leaves it for McCullough. Moss again, this one rimmed out. That was a little deeper, and the rebound down to Bryce Connor, who's checked in. Christian, long lead pass, Helton left hand, layup won't go. Rebound, Vogel put back good. 7 for Drake Vogel. The lead is 7 for Greenville, 4:45 for the first half. Hillsborough's gotten it down to 5, but no closer. Here's Moss on the left wing. Finds Grohl at the right elbow. Dribble handoff to Schaufelberger. Schaufelberger now leaves it back for Moss. Dangerous pass. Christian went for it, didn't get it. That frees up Gardner for 3. Air ball and the rebound down to Drake Vogel. The Topper faithful lets Gardner hear about that. Here's Vogel out front of the Greenville bench. Leaves it between the circles for Will Christian. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Greenville's led the entire way. Down in the block, Helton. Wraparound pass, Christian. He attacks off the right wing. Top of the key, Bryce Connor now. Bryce Connor bounce pass to Vogel inside the paint, left corner. Drake Vogel, good defense there by Gardner. Leaves it out for Matouche, left wing. Gavin Matouche, top of the key, keeps the bounce alive. Leaves it off for Helton in the right corner. Blaze drives baseline, spins back middle, up under, pivots around. Leaves it for Vogel on the right wing. Drake going to pull for a deep three, off the rim too strong. Rebound, Matouche had it, tied up with Grohl, and the Comets will have it on the possession arrow. Good defensive possession that time for Greenville. Helton out. Declan Riggs back on the floor for the Toppers. Boy, Hillsborough could use Declan's corner three-point shooting here with 3:40 to play in the first half. A seven-point Comet lead. Schaufelberger into the hands of Gardner now. Back to Schaufelberger. Right wing with McCullough. Top of the key, Moss. He'll trigger another three. Back rimmed this one. Offensive rebound, Gardner. Middle of the lane, four Toppers around him, and what are they going to get, a jump ball? Yes, Declan Riggs forced the jump ball there. Fifth Greenville turnover. He has Blaine Stewart going to return. Drake Vogel will get a quick breather. He won't be out for long. 3:22 for the first half. Connor gets it into Will Christian. Greenville waiting back at half court now in their man-to-man. Jalen Betts picking up those two fouls might change that little pressure strategy for Todd Cantrell. Here's Christian, handoff, Matouche, back to Christian, rises and hits from about 10 feet. Will Christian has his first bucket of the night, and the lead is back to five for Greenville. This is as close as Hillsborough has been. 3 minutes for the first half. Here's Moss, finds McCullough, right back to Moss, into the hands of Schaufelberger, now Grohl at the right elbow. Leaves it for Moss, Landon, contested by Matouche, missed it, rebound down to Blaine Stewart. Good defense there from Gavin Matouche. Here comes Will Christian pushing into the front court. Will feeds Matouche at the foul line. Gavin now bounced it once, picked it up, leads it back for Stewart. Will Christian on the bounce out near midcourt. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Will Christian keeps the bounce alive, works right wing, picks up the dribble, feeds it to Matouche. Bad pass, but Gavin tracks it down. Matouche now spinning, right block, left-hand finish, rolls off no good. Two Toppers fighting each other for it and eventually pulled down by McCullough for the Comets. Caleb Gardner wants the push. Gardner gets past Christian, fouled by Matouche. First on Gavin, second on the Toppers, and with 2:12 to play in the first half, Caleb Gardner will be at the free throw line, the 6-foot sophomore. This will be the Comets' first trip to the charity stripe. And here comes Drake Vogel back into the ballgame. Gardner, 5 points tonight, misses the first toss, too strong. Had a pained look on his face after that went off the back rim. Vogel back in, Riggs out. Boy, when they're long like that, it looks good the whole way, and then when it clanks off, it is a bit jarring. Second free throw, good, made the correction there. Gardner gets one out of two. He has 6 points, and the lead is six for Greenville. So we approach the two-minute mark first half. Greenville got out to a 10-0 lead in the opening 2 minutes. Here's Blaine Stewart being pressured by Moss. Gets away, keeps the bounce alive, volleyball spike line. Vogel directing Stewart to get over on the right wing. Sets a screen, rolls away. Stewart picked up the bounce. Vogel in the right corner. Drake puts it on the deck. Scoop layup, way too strong, but he got it back and put it in. Scoop layup from the right side, hit no rim, all backboard, and he ooped it up and in off the left side. The lead is four. This is as close as the Toppers have been since it was 10-0. Here's Grohl. His dribble handoff was cut off. Instead, gives it back to McCullough. Into the hands of Schaufelberger. Schaufelberger on the right wing to Gardner. Here's McCullough. Back to Gardner. Moss between the circles. Works it left wing. Here's Gardner. Right side of the key with Jack Schaufelberger. 80 seconds for the first half. Here's Moss. Into the hands of McCullough. 70 seconds for the first half. Greenville showing the patience. Landon Moss. Lobs it back out near midcourt to McCullough. Boy, this feels like a big defensive sequence right now for the Toppers. Can they get the stop? Gardner turning the corner. Layup is good. Boy, that was a nice move from Caleb Gardner right there. Turned the corner off the right side. 25-19 Greenville. 50 seconds for the first half. That was a really good patient possession for the Comets. Here's Stewart. Quick trigger three. Missed it badly. And the rebound down to Greenville. That's not the shot the Toppers were looking for. 35 seconds for the half. The lead is 6 for the Comets, and they will hold for the final shot. Toppers desperately need a stop right now. Here's McCullough on the right wing with Gardner. Back to Peyton McCullough, top of the key. Works it left wing, 23 seconds for the first half. Here's Landon Moss. Out to Schaufelberger. Jack checks the clock behind him. 15 seconds for the half. Here's Gardner out near midcourt being checked by Bryce Connor. Gardner on the right wing with 8. Picks up the bounce. Dangerous pass, could have been stolen. Finds Moss with 3. Here's Schaufelberger with 2. Attacking, missed it, and the Toppers did get their stop at the end of the first half as Christian just picked that ball up after the horn and just threw it the length of the floor. It was actually fairly online for no more than he tried. So the Toppers got down 10-0 in the first 2 minutes, but they battled themselves back to just a 6-point hole here at the half. It's 25-19 Greenville. As you look at the first half scoring for the Toppers, Drake Vogel finished with 9, 4 for Gavin Matouche, 4 for Blaze Helton, 2 for Will Christian. Unofficially, I had the Toppers for 7 turnovers, and they were 4 out of 6 from the foul line in that first half of play. For the Greenville Comets, they were led in the first half by Caleb Gardner with 8, 7 for Jack Schaufelberger, 6 for Landon Moss, and 4 for Nick Grohl. Greenville hit 4 threes in that first half of play. They were 1 of 2 from the foul line and unofficially 5 turnovers. So at the half here of our regional semifinal, it is Greenville 25, Hillsborough 19. We'll come back with third quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Greenville High School, where the Greenville Comets leading the Hillsborough Hilltoppers 25-19 at the half. Greenville got out to a 10-0 lead in the opening 2 minutes of the ball game. Toppers got it down to 5 at the end of one, had it down to as little as 4 late in that second quarter, but the Comets up by 6 here as we get set to start the second half. And boy, this is where the postseason takes on a life of its own, right? A senior-laden Topper club. They need to play loose and relaxed in this second half. You can't start thinking about, oh my gosh, this could be my last high school game ever. Just go out and play the way that you have played all year long. It's Hillsborough, their first 20-win season since the 1999 squad. And for the Toppers, they're going to need a second-half rally if they want to play Marquette for the regional championship on Friday night. And first few minutes of this third quarter, extremely important, right? Greenville gets the basketball to start the second half, and here we go. Here's Peyton McCullough. Blows by Blaine Stewart to the rim, rejected by Drake Vogel. Here comes Blaze Helton. Bad pass. Looking for Christian on the fast break and threw it away. Now the Comets have numbers as Helton slow to his feet on the other end. It's 5-on-4. McCullough triggers a 3. Got it. Peyton McCullough buries the 3 out of the left corner, and that's a big shot. 28-19, Comets with the lead after the Toppers had an opportunity. Here's Christian on the right wing. Fourth meeting of the year between these conference foes. Vogel for the answer. Deep 3, left it short. Christian had the rebound momentarily through his hands, picked up by Jalen Betts. Here comes Betts racing into the front court. In the right corner to Gardner. Caleb Gardner stops, pops, missed it from 10. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Grohl. Kicks it out. McCullough open for 3. Missed it. Another offensive rebound. Comets. Grohl gives it to McCullough, and he's fouled by Blaine Stewart. Well, certainly not the start the Toppers were looking for. A turnover in transition, and then they allow Greenville to get multiple offensive rebounds here on this set. 6:58 for the third quarter. 28-19. Comets with the lead. They've led the entire way. Here's Schaufelberger, left wing, finds McCullough, left corner. He just hit one from there, and he got it again. Peyton McCullough, 2 corner pocket threes, and Kyle McBrain needs a timeout. The lead has swelled to 31-19 with 6:49 to play in the third quarter. Toppers in some trouble now. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Toppers facing their biggest deficit of the night. It is 12 points as Peyton McCullough has hit 2 left corner threes here in the opening 70 seconds of the second half. 31-19 Greenville. Christian has the ball in his hands as he will bring it into the front court with the left-hand bounce. Top of the key now to Blaze Helton. Blaze looking for Vogel. Tough pass. Vogel in traffic makes the catch on the baseline. He has it in the right corner. Leaves it off now for Blaine Stewart. Back to Drake. Vogel, right wing, feeds the block down to Matouche. Gavin, got to work baseline. Dumps it middle. Helton finishes. Yes. Blaise Helton has six, as Gavin Matouche did a nice job being patient there, drawing multiple defenders and finding Helton. The lead is 10. Now a steal by Vogel. Drake Vogel cut off by Gardner, goes behind his back. He's going to go with a fancy scoop layup, and he got it. Oh, my goodness. That was and one for Drake Vogel, like the old mixtape tour. Goodness gracious. That was a scoop shot with all sorts of English high off the window. McCullough left alone, missed the three. Rebound, though, to Jalen Betts. He outleaped Will Christian. Now Schaufelberger from the elbow missed it. Rebound tipped around to the floor. The Comets have it again. Oh, boy. Hillsborough cannot get a defensive rebound here to start the second half. 5:40 for the third quarter. An 8-point Greenville lead. Again, multiple opportunities on the offensive end for the Comets. Here's Gardner up top to McCullough. Leaves it for Betts. Right wing now with Schaufelberger. Jack Schaufelberger leaves it at the elbow for Grohl. Back to Schaufelberger. Jack cut off there by Matouche. Keeps the bounce alive. Now leaves it out for McCullough. Volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Gardner. Caleb Gardner. Bounce pass, left elbow to Grohl. Now Gardner, he will fire for three, missed it. And the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. Jalen Betts almost took that away from Gavin. Matouche leading the break. Bounce pass off the foot of Helton, but Blaze corrals it. Now Helton, reverse layup, no. Offensive rebound, Matouche has his legs taken out. Wasn't happy about that. And that'll be a foul on Greenville. I think Gavin's okay. He's a tough kid, obviously. Got accepted to all the military academies. West Point at the top of his list. You know he's tough. Here's Vogel. Going to lob it out to Matouche at the top of the key. Gavin now goes behind the back working on Grohl. Spinning and a block on Nick Grohl. That'll be his first, team second. An 8-point Greenville lead. 4:52 for the third quarter. Toppers got down as much as 12 here in the third. Will Christian looking. Gets it in underneath to Vogel off the window. Missed it. Tip shot. Missed it. Oh, boy. And the rebound down to Schaufelberger. 2-point blank look, so the Toppers couldn't put it home. Stays an 8-point Greenville lead. 4:40 third quarter. Betts dribble handoff to Gardner. Leaves it for McCullough. Now Schaufelberger on the left wing. Jack Schaufelberger right elbow to Grohl. He hands it off to McCullough. Here's Schaufelberger. Nice crossover on Matouche. Blocked and fouled by Helton. That was a wicked crossover there by Jack Schaufelberger. The foul on Hillsborough, the second of the half. It'll send Schaufelberger to the foul line. Jack, the 5'10 senior. The foul on Helton is his first. Two tosses for Schaufelberger. First toss, good. 8 for Jack Schaufelberger. Declan Riggs going to check in, replacing Blaze Helton. A 9-point Greenville lead. 4:25 for the third. Here's Schaufelberger's second free throw. Got both. 9 for Schaufelberger. The lead is back to 10 for Greenville. Boy, so many times when you get in the hole early like Hillsborough did, 10-0, a lot of times that could wind up being the final margin. Here's Will Christian on the left wing. Top of the key to Blaine Stewart. Blaine into the triple threat position. Left elbow cut off. Leaves it back now for Christian on the left wing. Gets a screen from Riggs. Now Will Christian cut off by Betts. Finds Declan Riggs. Declan brings it to the right wing. Halfway through the third quarter, the lead is 10 for Greenville. It was 6 at the half. Vogel for 3. Yes, for Drake Vogel. He's got 14. And the way this game's going, it just feels like it's Vogel and Matouche. They got to do it tonight for the Toppers. The lead is 7. Gardner, nice, nifty dribble. Off to McCullough. Layup is good for Peyton McCullough. That was all set up off the handles of Caleb Gardner. 8 points for McCullough all in the quarter. 35-26 Comets, 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Blaine Stewart out between the circles. Leaves it for Riggs on the left wing. Christian right back to Declan. Here's Blaine Stewart on the right wing. Up top, Riggs, 3. In and out, no good. Rebound down to Jalen Betts. Jalen will bring the ball into the front court, working on Christian. Hands it off to Peyton McCullough. Here's Schaufelberger left wing. Leaves it now for Gardner. Caleb Gardner finds Grohl at the right elbow. Hand off to Schaufelberger. Puts it between his legs, bounces it off his leg, but tracks it down in play. Comets still with the basketball. Betts on the left wing. Finds Gardner on the baseline. Back to Scholfenberger, left wing now, inside of 3 minutes for the third quarter. Peyton McCullough hit two triples out of the left corner in the opening minute of the third quarter to stretch the lead out to 12. It's 9 right now. Another patient offensive possession here for the Comets. They have really played a nice ball game. Back door McCullough off the window. It's good. 10 points in the quarter for Peyton McCullough. Beautiful backdoor pass from Caleb Gardner. The lead is 11 for the Comets. Christian has it poked away from behind and a foul on Betts. That'll be the third on Jalen Betts. Jalen, a 5'9 senior. Blaze Helton to the table. He's going to check in, replacing Gavin Matushier. He'll get a quick breather. Betts will sit with his third foul as Landon Moss back on the floor. Moss hit a couple of big threes in that first half. Greenville's hit 6 triples here tonight, 2 in each of the first 3 quarters. We still have 2:25 to play in the third. 37-26, Stewart finds Christian on the curl. Will brings it back top of the key to Helton. Blaze attacking, and he's fouled on the floor. Fourth team foul on Greenville, and I think they're going to get Landon Moss on the personal. That'll be his first. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. It'll be Vogel to throw it in. Hillsborough's trailed the entire way. Got down 10-0 in the opening 2 minutes. Vogel lobs it out to Riggs at the foul line. Declan gives it right back to Drake. Vogel rises and hits from the heart of the lane. Drake Vogel with 16. And Kyle McBrain wants a timeout. 2:10 to play, third quarter. It is Greenville 37, Hillsborough 28. You're listening to the Greenville Regional Semifinal here on WSMI. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Greenville leading 37-28. They have never trailed here tonight. They have the basketball in the backcourt. Toppers will show a little full court pressure here. Christian on the point, and it goes to Gardner. Leaves it back for Scholfenberger. Return pass to Gardner. He will throw it in the front court on the baseline to Gruhl. Threw his hands out of bounds. Nick just simply took his eyes off that basketball right there. There was no Topper around him. He was so open, I think he was ready to attack after that catch. Piece of debris, maybe a piece of popcorn or something, worked its way under the floor. So Kurt Libra stops play, tosses that aside. As Vogel gets it into Christian. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Boy, if you're the Toppers, you got to get moving here. Time's a-wasting. Here's Vogel. Top of the key, hesitation bounce. Rises, left elbow, tough shot, missed it. Offensive rebound, Helton. Blaze put back, no, and he's fouled. So Blaze Helton will be at the free throw line where he's 2 of 2 tonight. He has 6 points. 103 seconds for the third quarter. 37-28 Comets. Blaze will get 2 tosses here. First one, good. 7 points for Blaze. Gets Hillsborough within 8. They were down 6 at the half. Second toss, off the heel, too strong. Matush almost had the rebound. It's going to be out of bounds, but no, a foul on Gavin Matush. As that was Peyton McCullough who wound up on the deck. For Matush, his second, team's third. Point at the Toppers, you can't get frustrated. You got to keep your poise and just keep plugging away. 9 minutes and 41 seconds for the ball game. Plenty of time. Just need to string some stops together. That's where their problem has been here. Have not been able to get the stops or the rebounds consistently. Here's McCullough. Leaves it back for Gardner. Caleb brings it across the head of the key out of the volleyball spike line. Dumps it off top of the key now to Gruhl. Gruhl leaves it off for Scholfenberger. Jack into the triple threat position on the right wing. Vogel right there on him. Dumps it off to McCullough, right back to Jack. Minute 15 for the third quarter. Here's Scholfenberger working on Vogel. Drake cuts him off the baseline, and Scholfenberger throws it back out near midcourt to McCullough. Right wing now with Landon Moss. He'll pull for a three, missed it, and the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Final minute, third quarter, an 8-point Comet lead. Here comes Drake into the front court, crossing over. Foul line, dumps it to Helton. Blaze spinning, off the window, he got it. 9 for Helton. McCullough flopped there trying to draw the charge. Good no call. And it's 37-31. Now it's off the leg of Scholfenberger, out of bounds. Topper ball. You never know what the play will be that turns the momentum. Perhaps that could be it. 44.1 seconds for the third quarter. Greenville, a couple of turnovers here against the full court pressure in the last few moments. A 6-point Comet lead, 44 seconds for the third quarter. Boy, this would be a huge bucket if the Toppers could get it on this possession. In it goes to Christian, being checked by Schaufelberger. Will Christian into the front court now. Works left side. Here's Vogel, right side of the key. Gardner on him. Finds Matush middle. Kicks it in the corner. Riggs. Corner three. Yes. Yes. Declan Riggs nails the three. I'm telling you, that kid can shoot the corners. This is as close as the Toppers have been. It's a three-point game. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Showing the full court pressure. In it goes to Carter Snow, who's checked in. He's going to fire a long one, and he got it. Wow. Carter Snow off the bench. Buries the three. 10 seconds for the quarter. The lead is back to six. That was one of those no. All right. Christian dumps it down to Matush. It's tipped out of bounds off of Declan Riggs. 1.8 seconds for the third quarter. Kyle McBrain telling the Toppers to get back with 1.8 for the third quarter. Carter Snow checks out, gets a huge ovation. Big shot from Carter Snow, the 6'1 junior. Gardner gets it in to Schaufelberger. He will just dribble out the quarter. And that is three quarters in the books. After three, it is Greenville 40, Hillsboro 34. The Toppers have won the first three meetings of the season. The Comets have never trailed here tonight. It's a 6-point Greenville lead. The money quarter coming up next. Well, here we go. Money quarter time. Greenville leads by six. They led by as many as 12 early in that third quarter. Toppers get the basketball to start the money quarter, trailing 40-34. They've never led. Got down 10-0 in the opening 2 minutes, trying to come all the way back. Christian gets a ball screen from Matush. Turns a corner, lost the handle, but goes right to Vogel. Drake attacks left hand. Finish from the right side down for Vogel. He's got 18, and Hillsboro within four. Now they need a stop. Gardner gets right past Stewart, kicks it in the corner to McCullough right side. Back up top to Schaufelberger. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. 40-36 Greenville. Here's Carter Snow back in the game. He hit the biggest three of the night so far, but now a ball jarred loose. Who's it off of? Greenville. Snow hit that big three at the end of the third quarter, but then a turnover there from Carter. He tried to feed the post. Hopper's got a hand on it. Last touch by Greenville. This is as close as Hillsboro. No, they got to within three late in that third quarter before Snow hit that big triple. They've been to four a number of times. Here's Will Christian out to Vogel at the volleyball spike line. Drake, cool, calm, and collected, pulls for three. Yes! Drake Vogel with 21, and the Toppers within one. 7 minutes to play. Here's McCullough. Kicks it back to Schaufelberger out near midcourt. Jack Schaufelberger blows by Vogel. Attacks, layup good for Schaufelberger. Woo! Quick burst there from Jack. 3-point Greenville lead, 6:45 ball game. Will Christian brings it into the front court. Works right side, pulls up, tough shot, 15, missed it. Rebound tapped around, Matush has it, rips it away, but we're going to get an offensive foul. Let's see, the official's going to get together. Let's see what we got. I think they're going to get an offensive foul on Gavin Matush on the rebound. Let's see. They're walking to the other end. Yep. Third foul on Gavin. Bryce Connor will check in, replacing Matush. The fourth foul on the Toppers, but the third on Gavin Matush. 3-point Greenville lead, 6:34 for the ball game. Toppers need a stop right now. Every time Greenville's needed a bucket tonight, they've gotten it. Gardner into the front court. They're getting past Hillsboro off the bounce here as this game moves along. Here's McCullough right wing, out to Gardner between the circles. Left wing with Jalen Betts, met there by Bryce Connor. Up top to Schaufelberger, foul line cut off. Betts now attacks, dumps it down to Grohl. He kicks it out to Gardner. Left wing Schaufelberger drives baseline, cut off by Vogel. Leaves it out for McCullough, foul line. Peyton McCullough, tough shot, missed it. Good defense in there by Blaine Stewart. And the rebound down to the Toppers. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. 42-39 Greenville. Here's Christian. Vogel, deep three for the tie. You betcha, Drake Vogel. He's cooking now, baby. Tied at 42, and after a 10-0 hole the first 2 minutes, the Toppers have finally drawn even, and Drake Vogel is all sorts of fired up. 5:48 for the ball game. The Toppers have pulled even at 42. You're listening to the regional semifinal from Greenville on WSMI. When the Toppers needed it, they went to their man, Drake Vogel. 24 points on the night, 8 of them here in the money quarter as he has pulled Hillsboro even 42 up with 5:48 to play. Now the Toppers need another stop. Trying to get the momentum to turn in this game. It hasn't turned yet here on the Comets' home floor, but Hillsboro has themselves right back in the ballgame. It's our first tie of the night. Schaufelberger left alone for three, missed it. Long rebound hit off the front of the rim out to Gardner for the Comets. Boy, that missed just bad enough for Schaufelberger that it benefited Greenville. 5.5 for the game. Here's Grohl, right elbow. Dribble handoff, Schaufelberger. Knifes through, left block cut off. Right block, Grohl. Kicks it out to Betts, Jalen Betts. Attacks, layup good. First bucket tonight for Jalen Betts. Puts Greenville back in front, 44-42. Toppers have never led, 5-10 for the ball game. Here's Vogel being checked by Betts. Drake Vogel out at the volleyball spike line. Keeps the bounce alive on the right wing. Now leaves it for Stewart. Miss communication as Christian was cutting to the basket. Stewart fired it to the left wing, right out of bounds. 10th Topper turnover, and that's a costly one. 4:59 to play in the ball game. Can the Toppers get a stop? Here's Schaufelberger out front, leaves it for Grohl. Nick Grohl right back to Betts, now right side of the key. Here's Schaufelberger. He wants a three. Got it. Jack Schaufelberger, big shot. He's got 14, and it's a 5-0 run for the Comets after Hillsboro tied it at 42. 4.5 to play. Here's Helton. Picked up the bounce. He's in trouble. Leaves it off for Christian right wing. Will Christian dribble drive, reverse layup. Good for Will. He's got 4. Lead is 3 for the Comets. 4:20 to play in the ball game, and the hand check on Bryce Connor. In the backcourt, 5th team foul on the Toppers. Matouche at the table set to check in, and he will do so right now. He'll replace Blaze Helton. 4:22 to play in the ball game. 47-44 Greenville. Into the hands of Caleb Gardner. 6-foot sophomore dumps it off to Betts in the backcourt, met by Connor there. Jalen Betts on the left wing, top of the key. Schaufelberger, he'll fire again, and he hit it again. Schaufelberger with 17, and the lead is 6 for the Comets, halfway through the money quarter. An 8-2 run for Greenville after Hillsboro got even at 42. Here's Christian, leaves it off for Blaine Stewart. Blaine brings it across the head of the key, leaves it for Vogel. Drake thought about the deep three. Now he attacks. Tough shot. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Matouche fouled from behind, and free throws for Gavin Matouche. 6th team foul on Greenville. It'll send Gavin to the foul line. 2 of 2 at the stripe tonight for Matouche. He has 4 points. The foul went on Peyton McCullough. That is his 4th. Free throw for Gavin is good. 5 points for Matouche, a 5-point lead for the Comets. 3:44 to play in the ballgame. Coming down to it here at Greenville. Second toss. Good. Gavin gets the pair. He has 6. The lead is 4 for the Comets. 50-46, 3:40 to play ballgame. Winner gets Alton Marquette for the regional championship on Friday night. Here's Betts. Dribble handoff to McCullough. Peyton McCullough, foul line, turned it over. Stolen by the Toppers. Picked off by Will Christian. Christian racing into the front court, now slows it up. He's going to pull for a 3, air ball. But Vogel right there, and he'll have free throws. Almost an and-one for Drake Vogel. 3:23 to play in the ball game. Clock will stop as Drake Vogel to the free throw line. That's the 17th foul on the Comets, so Hillsboro shooting fouls the rest of the way. That's the 4th on Jalen Betts, so 4 on Betts, 4 on McCullough. Very important free throws here for Drake Vogel. He'll get 2 tosses. 24 points tonight. Make it 25. Landon Moss in for Greenville. He's going to replace Peyton McCullough. A 1-possession game, 50-47. Big second toss here for Drake Vogel. Free throw is no good, too strong, but the offensive rebound in Matouche. Gavin in the middle of the lane, kicks it to Stewart in the left corner. Toppers will reset. Here's Vogel. out at the volleyball spike line. He wants Matouche to come set a ball screen. Drake Vogel out front working on Betts. Vogel leaves it back for Christian near midcourt. 3 minutes for the game. Here's Christian. Has an opening. Attacks. Blocked but fouled by Nick Grohl. So two free throws for Will Christian with exactly 3 minutes for this regional semifinal. A game Hillsborough has never led. It's only been tied once. That was at 42. Christian 0 for 2 at the line tonight. These are important tosses. And he missed it. Back rimmed it. Christian 0 for 3 at the line here. Toppers down by 3. Bryce Connor out. Declan Riggs back in for Hillsborough. 4 points on the night for Christian. This toss is good. Gets one out of two. Pulls Hillsborough within a bucket. 50-48. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Every time Greenville's needed a bucket, they've been able to get it. They've had some big threes here tonight from multiple kids. McCullough's hit some big ones. Moss hit some big ones. Schaufelberger on the baseline to Grohl. Back up top to Schaufelberger. Little jab step. Foul line leaves it on the left wing for Moss. Drives. Layup. Missed it. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Gavin Matouche. Lead pass to Stewart. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. Nope. A dive by Betts. And he got the timeout. Oh, Blaine Stewart couldn't handle the pass cleanly. Great hustle by Jalen Betts. He got on the deck, and Todd Cantrell got the timeout. 2.5 minutes to play. 50-48 Greenville Comet basketball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Oh, Hillsborough looked like they were going to have a fast break opportunity for the tie, but Stewart couldn't handle the pass cleanly. And great hustle from Jalen Betts. Headlong dive towards the baseline, corralled the basketball, and Greenville got the timeout. 50-48 Comets. They've led the entire way. Got out to a 10-0 lead 2 minutes in. Here's Gardner on the left wing with Landon Moss. Moss picked up the bounce, finds Schaufelberger. He's going to fire for three. Got it again. Oh, boy. Jack Schaufelberger with 20, his third triple of the quarter. And that is a 5-point lead for Greenville, 53-48 with 2:16 to play. Are they going to call that a long two? They've got that on the board as a 2-point shot right now. Timeout taken, 2:16 to play, 52-48 Greenville. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on WSMI. Our third and final broadcast of the night here on FM 106. 52-48 Comets, 2:15 to play. Toppers have the basketball. Christian coming into the front court. Almost traveled as he got the air brakes activated just in time. Here's Declan Riggs, right side of the key. Declan attacking, finds Matouche. Gavin, left hand, yes, from about 7 feet. Gavin Matouche has 8, and the lead is 2 for the Comets. 52-50, a minute 50 for the ball game. And once again, the Toppers need a stop. They have just not been able to get it when they have needed it. Here's Schaufelberger. He is lit up the Toppers here in the money quarter. Jack now gets past Vogel, gets in the lane, kicks to Betts. Off to McCullough, left wing. Out front with Gardner now. 93 seconds for the ball game. Here's Betts, left side of the key. Jalen Betts will have to go back to the right side. He wanted Schaufelberger, but Vogel with the denial. Betts on the attack, being guarded by Declan Riggs. Betts on the baseline. That passes a tip. No! Turnover! Topper ball! A minute 19 to play. A 2-point Greenville lead. Been an entertaining game here tonight at Greenville. Good energy from both student sections here tonight. Christian takes his time into the front court. 70 seconds for the ball game. Here's Blaine Stewart, left corner. Drives baseline. Dumps it to Gavin. Off the window. It's good, and we are tied. 10 for Matouche. Knotted at 52. Final minute ball game. Jalen Betts out between the circles with the right-hand bounce. Leaves it for Gardner. Just in front of the volleyball spike line. Here's Schaufelberger up top to Grohl. Grohl dumps it off to Betts. Back up top to McCullough. Peyton McCullough, 40 seconds for the ball game. Leaves it for Betts up top into the hands of Schaufelberger. Greenville showing the patience, taking their time. Will they try to hold for the final shot? Toppers not over the foul limit. Greenville is. 25 seconds for the game. Schaufelberger off on the bounce near midcourt, being guarded by Vogel. Leaves it for McCullough, and a foul given by Blaine Stewart. Just the sixth team foul. Second personal on Blaine Stewart. Sideline trigger for Greenville. Tied at 52, 20.6 seconds for the ball game. Toppers want a timeout. Greenville has the basketball. Sideline midcourt trigger when we come back to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Tied at 52, Greenville ball, 20 seconds for the ball game. Here's Betts, top of the key. Goes back door. Stolen. It's on the floor, loose, and it's out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Blaine Stewart had his hands on that backdoor pass but couldn't pick it cleanly. And now Todd Cantrell wants a timeout. 13 seconds for the ball game. Greenville will have it on the baseline, tied at 52 when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Fourth meeting of the year between Hillsborough and Greenville. Hillsborough won the first meeting by 6. Hillsborough won the second meeting in overtime by 6. Toppers won the third meeting by 13. They have never led here tonight. Comet ball, baseline, tied at 52, 13 seconds for the game. Winner gets Alton Marquette Friday for the regional championship. Three Comets lined up across the foul line. Betts looking. They find McCullough off the inbound, rejected by Vogel, and a timeout taken by Kyle McBride. Oh, Drake Vogel with the huge rejection. 10.4 for the ball game, and the Toppers will have a chance for their first lead and the win when we come back after these messages. Greenville had the look. They wanted a beautiful out-of-bounds set. They got McCullough on the back screen. He had a wide-open look for a layup off the left side, and Drake Vogel erased it. Now the Toppers will have it in the backcourt sideline. 10.4 for the ball game, tied at 52. Hillsborough has never led. In it goes to Will Christian. 8 seconds. Christian right wing, 5 seconds. Into the hands of Vogel, 3 seconds. Drake, deep three for the win. No, contested by Betts at the volleyball spike line. And we've got overtime. Four quarters, not enough. Hillsborough, Greenville tied at 52. Overtime, next. Extra basketball. Hillsborough got down 10-0 the first 2 minutes of the ball game, and they battle all the way back to force overtime. Only the second time this game's been tied. Toppers tied it at 42 and again at 52, and here we are in overtime. Nick Grohl to jump for the Comets. Drake Vogel in the center circle for the Toppers. Here we go. Overtime. Tap controlled by Vogel and the Toppers, as Will Christian into the front court. Gets a screen from Matouche. Will Christian turns the corner. Layup is no good. Offensive rebound, Matouche. Putback is no good. Tipped around and a foul, I think, on Blaze Helton. And the Topper's over the limit now, so we'll walk to the other end. Oh, man. Christian had a contested look. Matouche got the offensive rebound. His putback just wouldn't stay down. And it's one in bonus for the Greenville Comets. That foul, I think they got Blaze Helton. They did. Blaze is second. Peyton McCullough at the free throw line. He's got 10 points all coming in the third quarter. One in bonus, got it. 11 for Peyton McCullough. Hillsborough has still not led in this ball game tonight. Second toss is no good, and the rebound down to Matouche. So we're on the odd point now, 53-52, 3:40 for overtime. Christian into the front court. Vogel, deep three, missed it. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Betts, and a foul on Helton on the rebound. That's his third, team's eighth, and Jalen Betts will be at the free throw line on the other end for Greenville. 3:31 to play in OT. 18 fouls aside here. We play in overtime. Jalen Betts tonight, just 2 points, first trip to the free throw line. The toss is no good, and the rebound down to Blaze Helton. So Greenville's missed 2 of 3 tosses here in OT. 53-52, Comets, 3:20 for the ball game. Christian handling out front. Looks like some confusion for the toppers here. They don't know what they want to run. Christian brings it left side, goes back door to Helton. Blaze dumps it in the corner to Blaine Stewart. All sorts of bodies on the deck. Skip pass Christian, open for three. Yes! Yes! Will Christian buries the three. Toppers' first lead of the night, 55-52. 3 minutes for overtime. Big shot, Will Christian. Now the Toppers need a stop. Greenville missed those two foul shots. Betts' miss coming on the front end of the one of bonus. Now that ball's jarred loose. Picked up by Matouche. Lead pass Christian. Will. Up. Layup. No. Fouled by Grohl. Oh, baby. Toppers showing some big-time moxie here tonight. And at the free throw line, Will Christian. Big tosses here. Will just 1 of 4 at the foul line tonight. He'll get two. 2-point lead for the Toppers. Make it three. 56-53, Hillsboro. 2:42 for OT. Will Christian gave Hillsboro the lead with a left wing three. Their first lead of the night. Now he's at the free throw line to try to put him up four. He's already put him up three. Looking for point number 10. Got it. Tell you what, free throws are always important, but if you're going to miss them in the first quarter or make it a OT, baby. 57-53 Toppers, 2.5 for the ball game. Here's Moss, left wing with Schaufelberger. Greenville needs a good possession here. Carter Snow, top of the key. Gives it back to Schaufelberger, top of the key. Jack on the right wing, cut off by Vogel, 2:20 for OT. Schaufelberger going to rise for three. Yes, Jack Schaufelberger, another big shot. He's got 22, and the topper lead is one, 57-56. Man, every time Greenville's needed a bucket, Jack Schaufelberger or Peyton McCullough has been there to deliver. Here's Stewart, brings it across the head of the key. Dribble handoff to Blaze Helton. Helton now on the left wing. Spinning left block. Drop step, and it goes around and down for Blaze. He's got 11. Back to a three-point topper lead. 110 seconds for overtime. Here's Moss. Gives it for McCullough, left elbow. Peyton McCullough. Back up top to Landon Moss now. 100 seconds for the ball game. 59-56 Toppers. Here's Moss for the tie. Missed it. Rebound tipped around. Matouche with the save. Gets it off to Blaine Stewart. Long pass midcourt Helton. Blaze dumps it to Vogel. Drake off the window. It's good for Vogel. He's got 27. Toppers lead by 5. 61-56. 80 seconds to play. Here comes Gardner attacking and drawing the foul. Hillsboro was down 6 going in to the fourth quarter. Outscored Greenville 18-12 in the money quarter. And they've got a 5-point lead now in overtime with a minute 17 to play. They never led in regulation. It was only tied twice in regulation. Caleb Gardner at the free throw line for two. Toss is good. 9 points for Gardner. This is to get it back to a one-possession ball game. Gardner, the sophomore, missed the second toss, but the offensive rebound to Snow and then a foul on Gavin Matouche. Boy, there's been a number of times tonight where Hillsboro has not been able to secure the defensive rebound. None bigger than that one right there. Carter Snow hit a huge three at the end of the third quarter and a huge offensive rebound right there. Some substitution confusion here is Riggs was coming off the floor, but Dwight Moore said, nope, you stay on. Double bonus for Greenville now. Carter Snow, the 6'1 junior. Toss is no good. Too strong. Greenville just 2 of 6 from the foul line here in overtime. For the Toppers, you got to block out. Toss, too strong. Rebound, Matouche and Vogel fighting, and the rebound down to Gavin Matouche. Blaze Helton fouled out. Then Snow comes up with the steal. Check that, Schaufelberger with the big steal now for a three. Got it again. Oh, boy. J-
Jack Schoffelberger with 25. Got the steal, got the three. 61-60 toppers. 55 seconds for overtime. Christian, a path opens up. Layup, Wild, missed it. And the rebound down to the Comets. Off to Landon Moss. Nobody's back for Hillsboro. Riggs racing back, attacking around and out. Oh, and a block on Declan Riggs. That's a tough whistle on the toppers. Declan thought he was set. It'll be a block and two free throws for Landon Moss. Boy, Christian was a little out of control there on that layup attempt. He's frustrated with himself. At the free throw line, Landon Moss. 6 points, both came on threes in the second quarter. Two tosses. A one-point Hillsboro lead. 43 seconds for overtime. Free throw good. Seven for Moss. That ties the game at 61. McCullough checks out. He's playing with four fouls. Nick Grohl back on the floor. This to give Greenville the lead. They were down five in overtime moments ago. Toss for Moss is good. He gets the pair, and the Comets back in front, 62-61. 43 seconds for overtime. Betts back on the floor, replacing Moss. Well, if you're Hillsboro, you want it in the hands of Vogel or Matouche. Christian will bring it into the front court for the toppers. Hands it off to Vogel. Drake Vogel on the right wing, gets it down to Matouche. Gavin, middle, up, under, cut off. He's going to rise up now, off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around, saved by the Comets, and now a foul by Matouche. 22 seconds to play in overtime. 62-61 Greenville, and they've got free throws coming. Boy, it looked like the toppers were in control here in overtime with a five-point lead. The Comets, though, never quit. Couple of offensive rebounds, a huge steal from Schoffelberger when the toppers were up four, then Jack hit a three. Now he's at the line with 25 points on the night. Free throw good. 26 for Jack Schoffelberger. A two-point Greenville lead. 22.9 seconds for overtime. Second free throw for Jack Schoffelberger, the 5'10 senior, is good. 27 for Schoffelberger, and a timeout taken. 22.9 seconds for overtime. Greenville 64, Hillsboro 61. Toppers have the basketball when we come back to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. An 8-0 run Greenville here down the final stretch of overtime. Turn a five-point deficit into a three-point lead, 22.9 seconds for overtime. Alta Marquette gets the winner on Friday. In it goes to Christian. Will Christian into the front court, into the hands of Declan Riggs, left wing with Blaine Stewart. Blaine finds Vogel. He's double-teamed out at the volleyball spike line and fouled with 11.3 seconds to play. Now big free throws coming for Drake Vogel. He's got 27 points in the ball game. Jack Schoffelberger also with 27 in the game tonight. Double bonus, so Drake will get two tosses. He needs them both. Free throw is good. 28 for Vogel. Makes it a two-point Greenville lead, 64-62. Make this toss, and even if Greenville makes both free throws, you'll still have a chance. Free throw is off the heel. No good. Rebound to Riggs. Had it. Lost it. Jump ball, and the Comets have it on the arrow. 7.9 to play. Greenville ball on the tie-up. A two-point Comet lead, 7.9 for overtime. Boy, Riggs almost had that rebound. Oh, so close. Matouche out. He's playing with foul trouble, so they don't want him on the floor. Toppers need a steal in the worst way. In the backcourt sideline, it'll be Betts to throw it in. Jalen Betts gets it into Schoffelberger. They got a foul quickly, and they do with 6.1. That is not who the toppers wanted at the foul line, but it's exactly who the Comets wanted at the foul line, which is why they ran that set to get the ball into Jack Schoffelberger's hands. 6.1 to play in overtime.
Schaufelberger just made two big free throws. He'll be asked to make two more right now. We could salt the game away. It's a two-point lead. Two free throws. First toss, good. 28 for Schaufelberger. To the table, Nick Grohl will check in, replacing McCullough. Toppers need this free throw to be missed, to have a chance. 28 points for Jack Schaufelberger. He's 5 of 5 at the line tonight. Toss is no good. Missed it. Toppers have a chance. Here's Christian with three. Midcourt lets it fly. No good. And the Greenville Comets have beaten the Hillsboro Hilltoppers in overtime. 65-62 as the Greenville student section rushes the floor. And the fourth time was the charm for the Comets here tonight as they beat Hillsboro in overtime, 65-62. And Greenville will play for the regional championship on their home floor against Alton Marquette on Friday night. And for the Toppers, their season comes to a shocking end here in the regional semifinal. They had a five-point lead late in overtime, but the Comets went on an 8-0 run, and they storm back and beat Hillsboro 65-62. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Well, the harsh reality of postseason, a fantastic year for the Toppers, comes to a shocking close here in the regional semifinal. They had a five-point lead late in overtime, but couldn't hold it. The big sequence in the ballgame, Hillsboro was up four, got the rebound off of a miss. Matouche was coming up the floor near sideline. Schaufelberger somehow stole it away from Gavin, and then Schaufelberger pulled up and hit a big three that got Greenville within one. And from that point, the momentum seemed to turn in the Comets' direction. It's a game where Greenville jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the opening 2 minutes of play, and Hillsboro never led in regulation. They got it tied once in the fourth quarter, got it tied once early in the fourth quarter, then again, obviously, at the end of regulation as we went to overtime, tied at 52. That five-point lead for the Toppers went bye-bye as Greenville wins it 65-62. Jack Schaufelberger, monster night, 28 points for the senior for the Comets. 11 points for Peyton McCullough, 8 points for Caleb Gardner, 4 points for Nick Grohl, 3 points for Carter Snow, and 2 points tonight for Jalen Betts. 10 of 16 from the foul line, 7 of 12 from the stripe in overtime for Greenville, and they hit two threes in every period of play tonight. So they hit 10 threes in the ballgame here tonight as they upset Hillsboro. For the Toppers, a brutal way for a fantastic season to come to a close with all sorts of seniors on the roster. Drake Vogel finishes with 28, Gavin Matouche with 10, Blaze Helton with 11, Will Christian had 10, and 3 points for Declan Riggs. Hillsboro 13 of 20 from the foul line tonight as they see their season come to a close, and they will finish up 20 and 12. The fourth meeting of the year between the two, and the most important one, goes to the Greenville Comets. Hillsboro won the first three, but they were all good ball games. Second overtime game of the year between these two South Central Conference rivals, and Greenville wins the big one tonight as they will play for the regional championship on Friday against Alton Marquette. But I got to say, the seniors for Hillsboro, Drake Vogel, Gavin Matouche, those two young men, they were an absolute joy to watch play basketball over the last 4 years for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And it's never easy when your season comes to an end, right? I'm sure there's lots of tears and obviously a boatload of sadness in that Hillsboro locker room right now. They did not plan on their season coming to an end tonight. But as time passes, everything heals, it all gets better, and as they look back on this year, as more time gets between tonight and the future, they will look back and have lots of wonderful memories about this season, the first 21 season for Hillsboro since 1999, but it did not end the way they wanted it to at all, as they fall in overtime here tonight in the regional semifinal to the Greenville Comets, 65-62. We want to thank all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible throughout the year. So please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Joe Wallstad and all the fine folks here at Greenville High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Hope you enjoyed our regional triple header tonight here on WSMI. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106.1. The fourth meeting of the year between Greenville and Hillsboro, and for the first time, it goes the way of the Comets as they beat Hillsboro in overtime, 65-62. For Levi Ubelt, I am Tim Mize. We say goodnight from Greenville.